This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Companies from Apple to Zoom are making corporate climate pledges, promising to cut the amount of carbon dioxide and other greenhouse gases they put into the atmosphere in the course of doing business. But before companies can cut their emissions, they have to measure their carbon footprint in the first place. And that is driving the development of a relatively new profession, carbon accounting. Daniel Ackerman has that one.
The other day when Cooper Ellsworth stepped into a sweet green restaurant in Boston, he already knew what he was going to order.
I'm vegetarian, so I'll probably go for the hummus crunch salad.
See, Ellsworth knows a thing or two about this particular dish.
That's the lowest emissions salad at Sweetgreen.
The salad's footprint, just under a pound of CO2 equivalent. And Ellsworth knows this because it's his job. He's a carbon accountant at a firm called Watershed. Instead of dealing in dollars and cents, he deals in greenhouse gas emissions. My lunch order, by the way, a chicken pesto parm bowl.
I'm going to get a higher emissions salad. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, totally fine.
As we wait for our orders, Ellsworth points to the massive refrigerator at the back of the store, full of carrots, spinach, and limes. A financial accountant might see that fridge as a $10,000 expense, but Ellsworth sees
electricity usage and refrigerant leakage. So those are the two main sources of emissions.
Ellsworth tallies this up for all of Sweetgreen's operations, from the shreds of Parmesan in my salad, way worse than hummus, by the way, right down to the commutes of the employees. Because the company says it's going to zero out its carbon footprint this decade. And it's not alone.
We're pretty busy. A lot of companies are looking for help.
Christina Wyatt is Chief Sustainability Officer at Persephone, which counts the climate beans for Citibank, Einstein Bros Bagels, and Bumble. And she says what those clients want is a standardized way to measure and report their carbon emissions. Because right now, corporate climate disclosures are all over the place.
It's sort of like if we were back in the barter system, it was difficult to clearly define whether a chicken was worth a bale of hay, right? We didn't have a common currency.
Carbon accounting firms aim to fix that. The best of them follow something called the Greenhouse Gas Protocol. It's international and basically the gold standard for measuring corporate climate impact.
That will pretty much be the accounting of the 21st century.
Pasha Madavi researches energy policy at UC Santa Barbara. And he says more and more shareholders and customers want hard data on companies' environmental performance. And the data needs to be airtight because
regulators are demanding that information.
Think carbon audits. The SEC this year is expected to mandate that public companies report emissions. That's because climate change poses financial risks to business. And all of this means that carbon accountants are in line for a payday.
Yeah, we're looking at tens of billions of dollars.
That's Ty Coleman's estimate of the total market size. He's co-founder of the carbon accounting firm Optera.
And that's just the accounting piece. The actual bigger play here is the work that needs to happen to decarbonize those organizations.
It may take time for the carbon accounting industry to go mainstream, but that was true for plain old financial accounting back in the day. Pasha Madavi from UC Santa Barbara says during the Great Depression, the government told corporate America it had to do a better job tracking and reporting its finances. Firms were not happy.
Like steel companies saying, we don't know anything about accounting standards. What are you asking us for financial documents information? Like, that's not what we do. But what did they do? They hired accountants.
And hey, we haven't had another Great Depression. We'll see what the carbon accountants can do about climate change. In Boston, I'm Daniel Ackerman for Marketplace.